Good evening, Moira Veraboisai. Good evening, good evening. We're going to be learning Simon Reish Samach Vav tonight. And it's very unique. I think it's a very interesting Simon because it's different than many other Simonim. Most Simonim, the starting point is a halacha or a melacha or an issa d'rabbanon. Here, the Simon starts not with a halacha or not with a din or not with a melacha or not with an issa d'rabbanon. Simon Reish Samach Vav starts with a scenario, with a story that happens. And the whole Simon discusses really various circumstances relating to a scenario. I think it's quite rare that there's not that many Simonim in Shulchan Aruch that speaks about that. And it's din mishayir shechlo b'derech. It's a case that somebody was traveling and suddenly Shabbos happened. Well, in other words, he got delayed. He was traveling, was on a journey, and then he misjudged his journey, or he misjudged the time of day, or he misjudged something, and suddenly, here he is, with his donkey, and with his money, and with his laptop, and with his mobile, and he's stuck. And it's very interesting, because we're going to be learning the halachas, and as we're going through the halachas, we're going to see that it's actually very comparable. It's with the simonim, the halachas that I discussed over here is what Shulchan Aruch discusses, somebody is stuck with his donkey, and Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us what to do about it. But there's no doubt that a person who gets stuck by a delayed airplane, or he's got a problem with his car, and he suddenly gets into Shabbos, the same halachas will be learned from the halachas, what he needs to do, the list of priorities, what he should and shouldn't, must and mustn't do, that's actually explained in this siman as well. It's all coming from here. So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. I'll see to what extent we can relate it to our contemporary cases. So, because this does happen, people who travel on Fridays, and it does happen that sometimes, accidents do happen, and emergencies do happen. Simon Reish Samach Vav, Din Mishir Shulcho B'derech, somebody who's gone dark when he was traveling. Page 80, Mishir B'derech. Somebody was traveling he was on the way. The Kiddush Olav Hayoyim, and he became heilig. He became Shabbos whilst he was traveling. And he had coins with him. What is he meant to do? And again, we're going to see this is not necessarily mois. It's not necessarily coins. It could be anything else of value, which nowadays would be equivalent nowadays. Is credit cards. Maybe his phone, maybe, perhaps. Laptop, perhaps. No, anything that is mukta. So what should he do? V'yesh loy chamoyroy, he's lucky enough to have a donkey with him. Everybody has his donkey. V'gam yesh imoyen yehudi, and not only has a donkey, but he also has a goy with him. Note the order, please. And v'gam yesh imoyen yehudi, so he's got it. Loy yaniach kiso al chamoyroy, he should not place his kisoy, he should not put it, his purse, which contains the money, al chamoyroy, shouldn't place it on the donkey, because he can't carry it himself, there's an isotiltul, he cannot carry it, he has to put the money somewhere, he has to put the purse somewhere. So what would you have said where to put it? What would you have been your gut feeling to be? You can either give it to the goy, or you can give it to the donkey. What would you have said? You'd have said the goy?
Donkey.
Donkey, why donkey?
Because it doesn't have a das
on it. He has no das. He can't do melacha for you because you're just putting on a donkey, it's no das. Okay, you said goy, why to goy? No, you're right. Okay, we'll get there.
I would say goy because the goy does have a das and the donkey does have a das.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So you'd be shimish.
Absolutely. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Yeniach kisal chamoyra, you should put the purse on the donkey. Why? Excuse me, do not place it on the donkey. Do not put it on the donkey. Do not put it on the animal. Why? Because there's an Issa Torah of Shvisas Behema. You know, allowed, as we say every day, every Shabbos in Kiddush. Yeah, the Issa, what are they? Uvehemtecha, your animal. You may not make your animal work for you on Shabbos. And if you do, that is an Issur Torah of Shvisas Behema. If your animal works for you, that is an Issur Torah. It's an Issur Torah. One second, we'll get to the Goy in a minute. But to ask, to make the animal work for you is an Issur, is an Issur, it is a Torah. I mean, Ad Kedei Kach, Rashi speaks about how can he eat, because if an animal, if a cow eats, he pulls off his melacha koitzer, he's doing koitzer by eating the grass. That's fine, Torah allows that. But I'm just explaining that there's the background, right? There is an Issur Shvisas Behema. Torah mentioned every Shabbos in Kiddush. Hence, you are not allowed to place your purse. It's called Shabbos now. You're stuck. You cannot hold the purse. You cannot hold your money. You have got your mobile phone in your pocket. You know where to put it. Don't put it on the animal, because you're basically making the animal carry for you. You're making the animal carry your items. You can't do that on Shabbos. So you can't put it on the donkey. Rather, what you should do, you should give it to the goy. Say, please, do you mind? You're traveling together. Do you mind to carry this wallet for me until after Shabbos? Do you mind to do it for me? To carry it for him, he can take it back from the goy. So goy is far better than an animal, because an Issur Shvisas Behema, which is an Issur Torah. To make an animal schlep for you is an Issur Torah, but to ask a goy to do isn't.
How do you know the
goy's
going to
give
back to you?
Okay, so you're 100% right. We are talking about, if you've got that kind of relationship with a goy, that you know he will. But you're quite right. If you're 100% right, it's assuming that you've got loyal friend, a goyish of, or whatever, a loyal relationship, you know he's going to return it to you. Because if not, then obviously you don't.
Yeah, because in contemporary times, let's say you're on the underground, and you've got nobody you know there, and you've got stuck.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Yeah. So, I'll tell you what some people say. Some people say that if you are, I don't know, what you think, but often people will say that if you're in that kind of situation, we'll see more details in a minute, but just to address your very, very interesting question now. So if you want to know about a reliable goy, so often they say that if you're within an authority, let's say you're, the staff of that particular travel that you're undertaking. So if it's in a plane, it's going to be the members of the airplane staff. Or if it's within any other...
The train,
you've got the members of staff on the train. If it's those people, you're more likely... They're normally quite reliable. I don't know what your experience is. You're far more experienced than any of us put together. But
you won't know them. You'll get off. They will continue.
Yeah.
You'd have to find out their name.
Absolutely. Assuming you can trace them back, you're 100% right. Assuming that, but I'm pointing out, a lot of people say that if you don't know anybody, if you go to the member of the team, of the staff, they've got, because they've got their job in you know, they could jeopardize.
On the underground, on the driver.
Yeah.
It was secluded,
so absolutely. So if there is really nobody around, if there's no goy around, we'll see what the halacha is then. We'll get to that as well, Mitzvah Hashem. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Noisin kisel in Yehudi, v'ali choloi, v'lematzah Shabbos lo yichemenu, matzah Shabbos, get it back from him. V'afilu nosan lo yischarel, even if you didn't pay him." So it's either you've got that, you don't have to pay him. If you can pay him, that's good. But if you can't pay him, that's also fine. You can give it to the goy. V'afalpi, and although, shenosan lo yishchashecha, even if you gave it to him when it's dark. What does that imply? Even if you gave it to him, when it's dark, when it's Shabbos proper, what does that imply? That ideally,
you can't give the full.
That's right. Ideally, you should give him before Shabbos. But even if you didn't, it's suddenly it's Shabbos. Oh, it's Shabbos. Even then, you can still give it to the goy.
But I don't understand the difference, because the goy is technically doing like with the animal. You shouldn't be able to do work. The goy is technically doing work for you then.
Absolutely, Mishnah will answer your question. Absolutely, Mishnah will answer your question. Aval imotz metzia, Rabbi Yosi, that's really, really important. Halacha. If a person finds a metzia. So we are not talking about this person now who is traveling and is suddenly going to Shabbos and he's got money and items of value, which is now handing over to the goy. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about if he literally now it's to go on Shabbos. And as he walks on Shabbos, he suddenly sees this 50-pound note on the floor, or he sees this wallet on the floor, which by having a peep, he sees this good few notes in there. Has it happened to you? I mean, I'd love it once to. I don't know, but it must happen to some people at times. Or you find something of particular value on the floor. So now, there the halacha is, it's Shabbos. And you find something as you're walking to shul. as you're walking back home, you see an item of value, and you happen to just see a guy that you know, and you rely. Can you tell? Oh, do you know what? Look, I've got it over here. Do you mind to just take it from here to the Moshe Shabbos? Can you do that? Yes or no? So here the Shulchan Aruch says, "Aber imotzu metzia, if you find a metzia, ein yochel litnon in Yehudi, then you can't give it to the guy. You may not. Unless you found the metzia on Erev Shabbos, then you can. Because then it's turned yours already. So differentiating and distinguishing. If the item is yours already, like your wallet, that your purse that you had before, that's yours. Now, in a matzav of as discussed, that it's only Shabbos, here you can give it to the goy and say, please look after it until Motzei Shabbos. But if it was never yours, you're suddenly walking on Shabbos. Oh, look at this golden diamond, which I've spotted here. You can't just give it to the goy. Please look after it until Motzei Shabbos. You cannot, because it's not yours yet. If it's been yours, then you can ask, you can rely on the goy to look after. But if it's not yours yet, then you cannot do that. You can't do that, then it's tough luck. Rabbi Shimon is going to send you the money in a different way, in a different time. Rabbi said, let us understand a bit more the background of these halachas by looking at Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Sefkot Aleph tells us, Chamoiro, his donkey. Mishnah Berurah says, Ef shadu atin, kshesocha es ha-chamoiro mein Yehudi, teshoim l'schirus kani l'chumwe. The Shulchan Aruch scenario is, if it's your donkey, it's yours. What happens if it's not mamash yours, but it's a hired donkey? You know, you can do rent a car, Hertz. So in previous doyers, there was no rent a car, there was rent a donkey. And if you have got this it's not yours. You just took it because you needed to go from London to Manchester, and yet you hired a donkey for that. And that's only, does it make a difference now that it's not your donkey, but it's a hired donkey? Does it make a difference? Can you now, because it's not your donkey, can you say, okay, this is not my donkey. So if it's not my donkey, I can put my purse on the donkey. Forget about the goy. Don't want to bother the goy. I want to put it on the donkey. I understand if it's my donkey, I've got a shvisas behemah. What's Loshna Pasuk? Behem techo, which means yours. So it's not mine, it's hired. It belongs to Hertz. Avis. It belongs to, it's the donkey that belongs to. Can I now, because it's not mine, it's not behem techo, it's not mine, does that mean I can put it up? What would you say? You could. Oh! Oh! So says the Mishnah Berurah, that there's a machlokes achronim, there's an extensive Mishnah Berurah, and a great bialocha, that speaks about schirus kanya. And that is, according to many achronim, that if it's a hayat, as we're saying, you've got responsibility. If somebody breaks his leg, because it's within your responsibility. Even if you put insurance on it, yet you've got responsibility on this animal. So because of Schirus Kanya, it's a machloekis, but we are stringent, we take lechumra, that's in Schirus Kanya, so therefore, if Schirus Kanya, hiring, renting, Kanya is a Kenyan, therefore that means that it's yours. So that will be called Behem Techo, will be called yours. So never mind Maris Ein, which is a good question, I don't know your answer to that. Never mind Maris Ein, even with that, it's Schirus, it's yours now, it's hired, and therefore, you've got, even if it's not yours, but it is, it will be considered yours now. You have to ensure that you don't make the animal carry for you. Yeah. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Beis explains. So, Rabbi Isai, what we're saying? We're saying that you can, it's gone into Shabbos, you may not place items of value on the donkey, but you may ask the goy. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why is it? So understand, the goy, you cannot. Because what? Because of Issa? Because I can't, excuse me, on the animal I can't because of? Shviz Behema. So, but on the goy, I can, I should give it to the goy because?
You can own it then.
Because what? You can own it, meaning you can make it to the goy. Oh, we'll get to that. We're not talking about that yet. Although you're 100% right. We'll get to that. Oh, we'll get to that as well, Mitzvah Shem. Very good comparison. Fantastic. We'll get to that as well, Mitzvah Shem. Comparable halacha. We'll get to that. Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be able to make the goy secha chinam on Shabbos? Like, what would be the issa?
What? It doesn't make a difference if it's his or not. Oh, you one second, what are you saying? That if it's his,
it's your money. You give it to the guy.
Why am I allowed to give it to the goy?
Why aren't you allowed to give it to the goy? What would be the issur?
Amir l'nochi.
But you didn't do Amir l'nochi. Okay. So you spoke to him before Shabbos. So there's no Amir l'nochi before Shabbos. I mean, maybe you could. But he's not really doing a malacha either.
Why?
Look after this. I'll say look after this.
So, okay, so the Mishnah will get it's a fascinating point. Mishnah Berurah said, and they've gotten basis for us. No, he said, why can he give it to the goy and he cannot place it on the animal? You're asking the goy to be your shliach. Let's face it. You're asking him to carry for you your purse. You wanted your laptop. Why can you? Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Ikilu Chachomim, Chachomim were Mikil. Why? Mishum the Kimlu, Lehu, people were lenient. Chachomim were lenient. And they understood, the Kimlu, they understood, Sha'odon Bola Bomemoino, people lose it a little bit psychologically when it comes to their money. It's one of those things. When it comes to a person's money, he loses himself a little bit. Do you know what I mean? When it comes to money, people, they sometimes, it's hard to control oneself. We're all like that. Suddenly, when it comes to £50, £70, suddenly, comes to money. No, do you know what I mean? We all act a bit differently when it comes to money. Yeah, so therefore, Chomim understood that, and they appreciated that, and they acknowledged that. Anyhow, when it comes to money, people are a bit different, though. Suddenly, they're acting a bit different. So therefore, Chomim said, you know, we appreciate it, we acknowledge that. You are going to be tensed up when it comes to money. Okay, so we don't want you, Chomim said, we don't want you to lose it altogether. If we tell you, don't do a thing, don't do a Amir Enochi, don't forget about those £70. Forget about your laptop. Forget about your mobile phone. Forget about your credit cards. It will be all right. Forget about it. It's fine. If you tell that, people are going to lose it. You know what they end up doing? They're going to end up carrying themselves. They won't be able to hold themselves back. They'll carry themselves. They'll say, it's kalachayat. They'll put it in their shirt. They'll find all kind of terutzim. They'll put it under their hat. They'll put it in their... They'll find... It's okay, it's a drabono. They'll find ways out. Chomer acknowledged that's how the Yitzhar of a person works. When it comes to money, Yitzhar burns terribly. And therefore they said, okay, fine. So we're going to acknowledge that. Chomer therefore we're making, and said, we're allowed to do Amir Anochi. Amir Anochi is Pmuta. Oh, says Mishnah Berurah. If you know what Matthew, we're going to be, they're going to be Issa Mamash. Surely Chab Amis Boshus Rabbim, they're going to end up carrying proper in Issa Dereisa in Oshus Rabbim. Ve'ayim Be'achonim, Shekos Achonim also said, to Bizman Azen, nowadays, the Lekker Shus Rabbim, that is, we can't find Rishus Rabbim, Lekama Poiskin, Kudusom Poiskin, now the Loch doesn't change. So, to answer your question, the answer is as follows, because Shviz Be'im is a Dereisa, Amir Noch is Oyster Rabbonon. Pardon? Yeah. So, but the question is, Amir Enoch is fought also. Amir Enoch is still also with Rabbanon. On that, the answer is, because of Adam Bohol, that's what they were making. But Rabbi said, this will be the answer. If somebody, Cholele, wants is stuck in a plane, he travels a short distance flight, he wants to make it back to Lon Luton on Erev Shabbos at 2 o'clock, and he's flew from
Manchester.
How long is the flight?
Half an hour
flight. And he thinks to himself, he had an important meeting on Friday. He went on Thursday. He flew back. He says, you know what, I'm going to make it before Shabbos. And as things go, they got a delay. And it ran into Shabbos. Now he is, say, in the airplane, or even in the airport. And he wants, and the question is, what should he do now? What can he do, what can he not do? Assuming he didn't take a donkey, because probably he didn't take a donkey nowadays. But the question is, assuming, you never know. But assuming he's without, what is he, what is he not allowed to do? Are we telling him that, what is he allowed to do? So we've got now, Rabbi said, we've got a Mefurusha Halacha, which there's more to be said about this, but I want to just get the principle straight. We've got a Halacha, that Amir Enochi, for this individual, I feel bad for him, it was a bit negligent, but let's leave this point out. But we've got a rule now, and a principle, that you know what, he's allowed to tell a goy to do melachas for him. He's got his luggage in there, his hand luggage, which contains his valuables. What's going to be in his suitcase? His valuables. So now, he is allowed to ask the goy. He's allowed to ask a goy, do you mind, I want to go into this lobby, I want to go into this hotel, I want to go into this place, I'm going to be there now for a bit of time. Do you mind to carry this for me? It could be Oitzah, he could be Tiltel Mukta, he could be things. But if he's got a kind enough steward who's going to support him and going to help him, he can ask a goy to do a melacha for him, even if it's an issa deraisa. Rabbi said, even if it's an issa deraisa, if it's going to be walking on the tarmac of the airport, which is an issa deraisa, or probably carrying a shetrabim deraisa, so he can ask somebody to carry it for him. Why? Amir al-Nochi, how can he ask a goy to melacha for you? The answer is, because Chachomim were matir to do Amir al-Nochi. Why? Because if you're not going to allow it to him, what is he going to end up doing? He's going to end up carrying it himself. So Chachomim matir because Adam bohul al bemoinoi. When it comes to money, people lose control of themselves. Chachomim therefore were quite happy to be matir. It doesn't look like it, although it's interesting you're saying that, but it doesn't look like it's mamash. It doesn't look like it's mamash. It has to be mamash hafsid meruba. But it has to be something which is his own. So if it's not his own yet or whatever, then as we're learning, mitzia wouldn't be mutter. But yes, I don't think it has to be mutter. So it doesn't have to be hafsid meruba. It doesn't look like it. Yeah.
But what happens if he's carrying money as a shadir for somebody else? It's not his money, but he's looking after it for somebody else.
I think so. That's a good question. The truth is, I don't know. He probably is bold because he's a shomer. He'll have to look. He'll have to pay back. Yeah. So he might be bold. He might be mutter. I don't know. It's a very interesting question. I do not know the answer. My gut feeling tells me that it's mutter as well. Yeah. Now somebody mentioned an interesting idea of be maknit to the goy. Would that work? Is that any good? Does that help?
They're not yours anymore. So you're totally fine off Shabbos.
Question is what happens on Motzei Shabbos.
Okay, so it doesn't get
Yeah. Yeah, but is that any help? All right, being maknit to the goy, what about making a hefka? So in the airport, Luton Airport, going into Shabbos. Can you just say, okay, this laptop here, this is all going to be Hefka, and then hope for the best on Matzah Shabbos? No good? Because it won't be Hefka, because you're not Mamash. What if there's three people there? Pardon? Yeah. So Abayi said, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah, and that relates back to your Pesach comparison. So Mishnah Berurah says over here, the Kisrei Le'in Yehudin, Sifkot and Gimel, what if it's heavy loads on his donkey or his horse wagon, he's like carriage full of heavy barrels of whiskey and he got stuck on the way, heavy loads, and he can't give it to the goy and he can't schlep it anyway. We'll get to that in a minute. I mean tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. I'm skipping a few words. You know what you should do? Be maknei to the goy. Mishnah Berurah says, yes, you should make it acquiring to the goy. Make him kinyan to the goy. If you can't make a proper kinyan, make it hefka. Make it hefka in front of three people, if you can, ideally, or just between you. Say loud, this hand luggage, now you get a few people in Luton Airport, and you say, gentlemen, this is Hefka. And if they say, what is that exactly? He says, it's yours for you to take. So you won't have to finish your sentence before it's gone. Unless the security will think that it's like some sort of terrorist attack or something. But otherwise, it's going to be gone in a second. So you should do that, says the Mishnah Berurah. If you can, make it Hefka. Why? Because then you're not over on Shvitzer Behema. If you can. Now, Mishnah Berurah said that's really the best thing if you can do. But obviously, if you have got any slight concern that you might not get it back, if it's something which you want to have back, and you're worried you might not get it back, then you can, or rather you should ask the goy to do it instead, so it shouldn't be maknit. But he says that if it's really something you really don't care about, just be maknit, just make it hefka. Say, gentlemen, do you want this? You know, it's just like a set of old toothbrush and you know, your crocs that you don't really care about. So make it hefka. Make it hefka, gentlemen, you know, just feel free, you know, it was a success, you know, just take it, then they'll be it's gone, and that's the best if you can be mafkid. But that's only if you genuinely mafkid. That's why you have to do it before shloisha, because to make it sure that it's an emes hefker, you can't be choiz on that afterwards. Yeah, okay, and that is comparable to the halachas of Pesach, Taka. This is why, if it's a genuine acquisition, we spoke about the halachas of Pesach extensively. If it's a genuine acquisition, mechiras chometz works. It has to be a genuine transfer of possessions. And that's when the mechiras chometz works. You cannot say after mechiras chometz, actually, I changed my mind. I really want. It's a genuine, real transfer. It's a real acquisition. It's a real mechira. It's signed. Like when you make a contract, a real genuine contract in the legal world, you make a contract and you say, actually, it was a joke. They'll say, what do you mean? You signed. So similarly also with a real mechiras chometz, once you've signed, it's a legal contract. Now you know and he knows that the goy will sell it back for his own interest, for his own benefit, in a week's time. But that's not relevant now because it's a real transfer.
What about making a kinyan though? If it's on before Shabbat, it's alright, presumably it's doing that way.
Yep.
Yeah. Itself,
you can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. Here we're learning that v'tzorich mitzvah you can. Yeah, v'tzorich mitzvah you can make a kinyan. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we learned this evening the following halachos. We learned some Reish Samech Vav, which is halachos relating to somebody who got stuck in a journey whilst he was traveling and he turned Shabbos. So now we learned that ideally, what's the best if he has? What should he do ideally with his coins and his valuables? Give it to the goy, if it's possible. Well, ideally, it should be mafkid. But if you can't do that, he should mak it to the goy. If you can't do that, he should give it to the goy as to look after it until Amir al-Nochi is mutter. Why is Amir al-Nochi mutter? Because people, when it comes to money, they go funny. So therefore, Chachamim were mati, they acknowledged that, and they said, give it to the goy, Amir al-Nochi is mutter. What's second best after that? What you shouldn't do, really, you shouldn't do, I mean, there's no heter, is to put it on the donkey, because Shvisas Beim is an Issa Torah, and that's there's no heter for that. More to that, more on that, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, but that's what we learned tonight. Okay.